Hello. Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. We are conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to have your opinion. Just to make sure that we have a very representative sample, may I please have the year of your birth?
Your home.
We are calling from Georgia Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion poll. Would you like to help us with this survey?
Made an opinion of about.
That depends.
Oh, well, this is about the coming elections and the vote empowerment.
For women's empowerment?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have the year of your birth?
1956.
Thank you so much. And just to confirm, may I please have your race?
I'm African American.
Thank you, ma'am. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a registered Democrat, but I sometimes vote Republican.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be a strong or not strong Democrat?
I consider myself to be a strong Democrat, yes.
Okay. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Well, I have an associate's degree. I have a couple of those. Associate's degree is high school level. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask you some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Well, I don't really know how to answer that because I don't focus in on it every day. So I can't give you an answer as to what I think about it. The direction, I just I try to stay focused on my and with that, you know, and not let all this news and opinions and all that affect my daily life.
I understand. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as a governor?
So I think Brian is doing, I don't know exactly what it is he has done or have not done, but it looks good. Georgia looks good to me.
Okay, perfect. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions for the following institutions? I will start with the Republicans in Congress. You will say from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you.
I think he messed up. It's really bad. It's a frightening kind of thing. I mean, it's something to stay careful about. I just say that because that's just messed up. They don't get anything. I mean, it's bad.
Mm-hmm. And how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
Mm. 5, maybe.
Thank you. Okay. And what about Tim Scott from 0 to 10? How favorable it is for you?
Well, who Tim Scott? Did you say Tim Austin? Hello?
We don't have the actual description. We just have descriptive questions. But if you don't know him, it's okay. We can record it if you don't know.
You said Tim Scott?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Is that Austin? Oh, anyway. Okay. I don't know who that is.
Okay. And what about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis. I hear a lot of bad things about him. I don't like, a lot of the stuff that he's doing down there in Florida. But, hey.
And how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't live in Florida, so I don't know exactly how to rate them.
It's That's okay. And what about Joe Biden then?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
Probably about 8 or 9, somewhere up in there.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
From what I understand about Donald Trump, I mean, he causes a whole lot of confusion, but I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to be where everybody's in an uproar all the time about everything. It's bad for the country.
Okay, perfect. Then what about Kamala Harris? From 0 to 10.
She's quiet. I never hear anything about her. I mean, I know she's supportive to the president. That's all I know about Kamala Harris is that, you know, she goes around and performs her little vice president duties. I guess. You know, if I don't hear anything about her, you know, then stay calm down about the border over there.
It's okay. Well, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, being 0, not power at all, and 10, a lot of power. You can choose any number.
Yeah, I want to say a 10 on that. I'm very, and I try to encourage everybody around me to see it too.
And thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community from 0 to 10?
I think the Black community has a lot of issues we need to work on as a Black community, but let's see. Now, what was the question?
So from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that they have?
Well, it could be a tremendous amount of power if they actually did it. If they actually voted, I say a 10 if they did it. But
okay. And how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It is somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
What was the question?
How would you describe Black political power since 2020?
Oh. Oh, wow. I guess it's increased a lot. So you want me to rate that, maybe?
Okay. Well, thank you. And we know it is a little way off, but as citizens now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices, using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 change you will vote, and 10 means you definitely will vote.
10.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
As long as I say it, I do.
And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
That is concerning to me about the 2024 that I care about who's elected, yes. But I like things to get done peacefully.
Okay.
Peacefully as possible.
So would you say that it will be a great deal for you?
Yes.
Okay. And if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
No. If it's between him and Trump, I say I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. That's it.
Okay. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I think it's better with Oh, what is that? Oh, in fact, I see it. Yeah, I think it's better because
okay. I'm going to read you a list of issues and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And I will start with abortion access from 0 to 10. How would you rate it as a Democrat's priority?
Oh, my God. And it has already been established that, you know, it's like taking a
you can choose, like, you can choose any number from 0 to 10, depending on how important it is for
what
you.
Is
and
how important it is to me? What's the question?
The question is, if you think that should be one of the Democrats' priorities to improve your community, being 0 something that should not be a priority, and 10 something that should be one of the Democrats' top priorities.
I don't. I'm not horrible. I really am not. But, I'm just gonna say this. It's not high on my priority.
Okay. You will say 5 probably or less.
5. Okay.
Okay. What about reducing racism and discrimination from 0 to 10? Should be a Democrat's top priority.
Should it be a Democrat priority? Should be an everybody priority.
So you will say
yes,
it can.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Uh-huh.
What about healthcare from 0 to 10?
What about healthcare?
Should be or not should be a Democrat top priority?
Yes.
Will you say a 10 or probably less?
I would say about a 10, yes. That's very important. I've been without healthcare and it's true.
And the next one is climate change from 0 to 10. Should be or not should be a priority for Democrats?
Yes, I think they're doing a really good job with that, you know, trying to move this stuff along the natural side. I think they're doing a really good job with that. 10.
Okay, perfect. So let me confirm. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. And I will start with the first, which says, in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. That law has an impact in your life, you will say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or never heard of it.
Well, something about marijuana, is that what you said?
Never heard of it.
I said, did you say marijuana?
Yes, ma'am.
What about marijuana?
Oh, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. You will say that has an impact in your life. You will say that it was a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all.
I would say that it probably affected the my community a lot, probably. So what? Okay. Right there, yes. That would be affected.
Okay.
A lot of people in jail about marijuana and get more time. That's why we're killing people. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. The next one says, the Department of Justice just recently charged the five Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. That law has an impact in your life, you would say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all.
It affects me a great deal, because I know that stuff's been on, but if I got pictures and things, so you can't hide behind. So, yes.
Thank you. The next one says, the American Rescue Plan Committee, over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. That law has an impact in your life. You will say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We're almost there, okay, so thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. I will start with the first one, which is black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or we will go backwards. We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedoms to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. How convincing that statement is for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. The second one says, black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. How convincing is that reason for you to vote in 2024 from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did, but I'd like to ask you one more time. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And we know it is a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2024 from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done, okay? So thank you so much for your time. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you. And if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? What about People's Agenda? Would you say that you care, that you trust a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I want to think positive about it. So, a great deal.
And what about Secretary of State?
Okay.
Would you say that you trust a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, and not at all?
Pretty good. Somewhat. Mostly. Home now.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what about first count? You would say the great deal, a first amount, not that much and not at all, and how much you trust of them for the information.
Count?
The fair count.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I understand. And what about New Georgia Project? How much do you trust of New Georgia Project in accurate election information? You will say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, and not at all.
Can you explain that to me about New Georgia?
That's the name that I have. I don't have the description, but I just have just the scripted question.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
But if you never heard of them, I can record as you never heard of them. Don't worry.
I don't know what was it.
It's okay. Don't worry. What about local board of elections? How much do you trust them?
I see some of the things they do.
Okay. What about Black Voters Matter? How much do you trust them?
Black Voters Matter? Mm-hmm. Organization?
Yes.
I think. I'm sure. I'm sure that they would provide.
Okay. Thank you so much. Then these new few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm
moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else, just for statistical purpose?
Oh, Lord. Heterosexual.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm a widow.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, she is under 18.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student, or other?
Part-time.
Thank you so much. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
$30,000.
Thank you so much. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgian knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgian knowledge expert, we would like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgian knowledge expert, yes or no?
A Georgia knowledge expert?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yeah, we would like to to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card as part of your participation for future service, either by phone, email, text, or focus groups. Would you like to participate? Yes or no?
Are you starting?
No, I'm sorry. I think the call got cutting off and I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. The only thing that I will need is your best email for us to send you the gift card. May I have your email address?
Yes. Davis, D-A-V-I-S, dot, H-T-H-Y-F-A-B-E, at gmail.com.
Okay. You say Davis, D-A-V-I-S, with C as in Charlie or C as in zebra?
D-A-V as in voice, I-S. K dot K A T H Y F A Y E at gmail.com. Davis dot Kathy Faye at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, we already complete the survey. I really appreciate your time and thank you so much for taking my survey, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You enjoy yours too.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, ma'am.